Brian Burwell joins us on Sports Byline, an award-winning sports columnist, and he has written a new book, and finally somebody has written about John Madden, and it's a simple title. It's called Madden, A Biography. What makes John Madden such an interesting biography person?
Well, think about it. He is one of the two or three most fascinating people in the history of the National Football League. He was a Hall of Fame coach. He was a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He was the one of the greatest pitch men of all time, and his video game, Madden, is just off the charts, the best video game in the history of electronic media. So here's a guy who has, in three separate professional lives, brought in probably six or seven generations of football fans.
You know, when they talk about blue-collar players, blue-collar coaches, I don't think anybody fits that description better than John Madden. Would you agree with me, Brian, on that?
Without question. But here's what I like the most about John Madden. He came along at the very perfect time, the late 60s. He became the first player's coach. You're talking about a time and place in our country where everyone was questioning authority, where it was, you know, every head coach that you sort of put up on Mount Rushmore of coaches was a disciplinarian, a my way or the highway kind of guy like Vince Lombardi or Bear Bryant. And along comes 32-year-old John Madden, and he says, you know what, guys, I kind of care what you do on Monday through Saturday, but I really care what you do on Sunday. So I'm only going to give you three rules. Show up on time, pay attention, and play like hell when I ask you to. And it was a stroke of genius when you really think about it, because back then you had all these wild and crazy guys, and you know they were going to break law rules. You know that. So what, John said, why give them a whole bunch of rules and let them decide what's important? If you only give them three, there's no question what's important.
I've always found, Brian, that when you look at people, you have to go back to how they were raised and where they were raised to really find out where the seeds were planted for what they ultimately became. And in John Madden's case, he grew up in Daly City, California. That's a suburb of San Francisco. And he grew up with friends with John Robinson, the former USC coach, also Bill Walsh as a friend as well. Tell me a little bit about his grow-up years.
You know, all those coming-of-age movies like Stand By Me and things like that that always had those real cool, funky R&B soundtracks, that was John Madden's life. I mean, he grew up in the 50s in Daly City. They play, everything is a game with him and John Robinson. They dreamed about playing for the Yankees in the spring and the 49ers in the fall. They played pickup football. They played pickup baseball. They went from one game to the next. When they got a little bit older, John and John used to hop on the back of trains and go to the 49ers training camps. You know, guys, a lot of kids like to go to the games, but these guys were going to the practices. And they just had a heck of a childhood. And when you get those two guys talking about each other and how they grew up, it's so funny because they're both surprising. They're really vulgar individuals, but they're very funny. They tell you stories, and it's spiced with vulgar language, and it is just hilarious as they shot at one another.
You know, they remind me of Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola. Is that a fair comparison?
Absolutely. In fact, it's very similar because one guy was the ultimate blue-collar guy, and the other guy had his roots that were blue collar, but always aspired to be a little more on the more prim and proper path. And that was John Robinson. John always joked about how when he used to hang out on the bus with Madden toward the, you know, his final few years in broadcasting, he says, "We used to go to some of the worst greasy spoon restaurants in the world." And one day I said, "Can we please just go to one restaurant one night that has a tablecloth?" And he's like, no, we're not. We're going to Margot's Diner. You know, the places that have the checkerboard tablecloth with the mason jar water glasses. That, those are the kind of places that John Madden liked to go to.
John Madden got his opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL at the young age of 32. John Roush was the coach of the Raiders at that particular point, but he did not like Al Davis's meddling. And yet the one thing that John Madden understood about Al Davis was that he understood and appreciated was that Davis always wanted to turn everything into a conversation, into a heated debate. Why did they coalesce pretty well together?
Because Madden likes to argue, okay? Madden is not afraid to defend his opinion. Because Al Davis is the kind of guy that he may completely agree with your personnel decision or your game plan decision, but he will be the contrarian just to see whether or not you have the guts and the intellect to take his challenge and defend your point of view and prove why your point of view is the right one. And Madden was the guy that always did that, where Roush always believed that Davis was plotting behind his back. And you know what? Yeah, he probably was. But you have to deal with that. And Madden was able to navigate around all those quirks that Al Davis had.
You talk and tell a story in this book about Davis mentioning how young Madden was, and Madden shot back, "What's my age got to do with it?" So I think that's where he got Al Davis's respect, by challenging him on that.
Yeah, he said, "Al, if it was age, then you wouldn't have been, an owner. You wouldn't have been the commissioner. You wouldn't have rose as rapidly as you did because you're relatively young yourself." So they went back and forth, and Madden convinced him.
He said, "What are your credentials?" Talking to Davis, "What were your credentials to get to be the owners of the Oakland Raiders at such a young age?" You know, the one thing that you and I both know, because I was down here as well, the Raiders were a ragtag, kind of a crazy group of guys. And you mentioned about breaking the rules, and you almost said breaking the law. And they did that. They did that too as well. But there are some great stories about Madden being the young coach at 32 up at training camp in Napa. Tell me your favorite stories about that.
Well, let's just say that most of the players, or several of the players, were very familiar with America's criminal justice system. Yeah, you can take that anywhere you want, but they were. But John understood that, look, what makes football players unique is that these guys are not like the rest of us. There is this hard wire that they have in them that they will get into trouble. They will, they are renegades. They're alpha males, and they're going to go to a bar and they're going to get into a fight. But my job is to make sure that nobody gets hurt and that everybody's ready on Sunday. And he was a master at that. Breaking curfew, they did that all the time. A lot of the guys would hang out with George Blanda because they knew that John wouldn't give George a curfew because George was almost as old as John's father. So he felt like, I can't give this old dude a curfew. He's smart enough to know what to do. He wasn't, of course. He stayed out late and he partied. And you know, these guys, they partied hard. But they showed up every Sunday and played their tails off.
It was Mike Curtis they called the Stork, right?
Ted Hendricks.
Ted Hendricks, excuse me. Thank you very much. I say that because the story goes that Ted Hendricks one day came into practice riding a horse.
Oh, my God, yes, yes. How can I forget that story? Back then, two-a-days and training camp was the most grueling thing in the world. There were two-a-days. They were long, long practices, and training camp went for 2 months. So John was not above being delighted when one of his players did something that turned into a hilarious diversion. And one day, very shortly after Ted Hendricks was traded to the Raiders, they're standing on the practice field, And John looks around and he goes, where the hell is Hendrix? And no one knew where the hell Hendrix was. Well, there was a horse show right across the street from the training facility. Ted gets a World War II German helmet, puts the Raider helmet sticker on the helmet, gets a horse, and comes riding in through the gate and comes out into the middle of the practice field. And several of his teammates looked at each other and went, all right, fits right in.
Brian Burwell is with us on Sports Byline. We're talking about his wonderful book. I want to urge everybody to please check it out because it's a great read. It's called Madden, a Biography. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.